I grew up around small business and worked for the family business for many years and helped start a family business. And so I often tend to think in business terms, which can be good sometimes when it comes to parish operations and bad when it comes to pastoral care. But I got to thinking about our gospel today and the role of Peter and wondering, you know, what would it have been like to be, you know, getting your interview to be the first pope, you know? Jesus sitting there across the desk from this guy, taking notes, asking him questions. And really, if you look at the life of Peter, you think this is not a qualified candidate at all. In fact, you may hear the gospel today and it should ring a bell for you. Because the very first time that Jesus encounters Peter, he's come back from fishing. Remember, he was a fisherman by trade. He had no formal education. He was impulsive and rash. And the only thing he'd ever done was work in the family business. And even though he had 3 years of on-the-job training with Jesus, he decides to go back to his original job. What does he say at the beginning of the gospel tonight? I'm going fishing. Kind of like, you mean the 3 years with Jesus didn't do anything for you? You're just going to go back to fishing? And you may remember that first time that he encountered Jesus. He had come in from a night of fishing, caught nothing, much like in today's gospel. And Peter and the gang have come back empty-handed. And then this little-known guy, Jesus, walks by and says, well, you didn't catch anything? And you can imagine the look on Peter's face, this rabbi coming down to where all the fishermen are coming after working all night, very hard, catching nothing. They're tired, they're cleaning their nets. And it's kind of like the priest coming to your job, right? And looking at your work and saying, really? Really? That's what all you have to show for your work? And so you can kind of imagine the response of Peter. He kind of ridicules the master. What do you know about fishing? But Peter gives him the benefit of the doubt, and he goes back out trusting this rabbi and brings in a big catch of fish, so much so that their boat almost sinks. You see, that day, that first encounter, that first job interview, if you will, Jesus proves to Peter that his business is worth investing in. That Peter's time, talent, and treasure, all that Peter is, though totally unqualified, is worth giving over to God for the sake of his business. And brothers and sisters, the very same invitation comes to each of us every day, and still today, 2,000 years later. Will you come and follow me? Will you give everything that you are over to a whole new life, a whole new way of living? And the temptation is to think that we're underqualified, you know? I happen to think, you know, Peter was probably arrogant enough that he thought, yeah, okay, I'll come follow you, see what you get. It's got to be better than fishing. But, you know, a life with Jesus didn't go so well. But another beautiful thing about following God is it doesn't matter how unqualified you are. If you're willing to invest, he'll hire you. You know, I've hired a lot of different people over the years, whether in the business world or even here in the parish. And I will take somebody who really wants the job and wants to do a good job at it and is willing to learn. I will take them over anybody else who maybe has a ton of knowledge or experience, because it's their willingness to invest. And Peter reminds us that that's exactly what God is looking for too. I remember in college, I was going over to Newman here, and so I worked at the Office Depot. Some of you remember it used to be in the mall here. And I was the customer service manager, because I totally failed as the receiving manager. And I remember we'd have, once a month, we'd have secret shoppers. And any of you who have worked in retail know about this. They're people who come in dressed totally normal. They go in and just buy something just like any other customer would. And you don't know that they're actually testing you the whole time. You know, and then you get the report back days later and it said, you know, did somebody greet me when I came in? And so that was my job as the customer service manager. I had to greet everybody who came in, you know, and still help people, you know. Make sure that I wasn't the one who was at fault for not getting that check mark. Peter also, in a sense, got a on-the-job test. It came on Thursday night before Easter. Do you remember? Even after Jesus had told Peter that he was going to be tested, he told him 3 times, you will be tested and deny me. I mean, he warned him. And he said, it's going to happen this night. It's like somebody calling the store and saying, Matt, the secret shopper's coming tonight and they're going to go down aisle 3 and get markers. You know, he laid it out for him. And what does he do? He fails. Peter fails miserably. And after all this, in today's gospel, Jesus gives Peter another chance. Why? Because Jesus knew in his heart that Peter had what it took to be the first pope. It is as if somebody came to the store and I failed at the secret shopper, but the higher ups decided to give me another chance because they know deep down, they see something in me that I don't even see. The ability to be good at that job. And brothers and sisters, that's how God looks at you. He sees in you abilities that you don't even see. And that's why he gives you chance after chance after chance. Because he knows the power is there. And he knows the ability is there. And despite the failures and the weaknesses and the denial, God always gives you chance after chance. Now notice as Jesus comes to Peter towards the end of the gospel today, he also, after questioning him these 3 times, do you love me? Sorry. It was crazy. The lights went out during First Communion this morning, and so my brain feels fried. But he says, Peter, do you love me? And he asks him that 3 times. And each time, it's interesting, he could have just asked, but he responds to Peter each time and says, you know, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. And in what he's doing there is, in essence, giving him a new job assignment, a promotion, if you will. It's as if the secret shopper came in, I failed in my customer service manager position, they gave me another chance, I succeeded, and I get a promotion. Kind of unwarranted, isn't it? And yet that's how grace is. Unwarranted. You don't deserve it. But yet God gives it freely and abundantly. And he gives us a new job assignment. Every time we fail, every time we sin, and we come back to God for that healing, to tell him again, yes, Lord, I love you. Then I want you to do something for me. I mean, it could be as simple as going out and apologizing to the person we hurt. Or going out and starting a ministry for people who have not healed from a particular hurt. It spans a whole range. Now, what happens when you fail on the job? I grew up working for my uncle, and he was pretty hard on me, and I was young and not really with it enough. Some of you may think I'm still that way, to not understand always what he was asking. It was a great lesson in, as an employer, communicating clearly your expectations. And that's true whether you're an employer, an employee, married, parent, We got to clearly communicate our expectations. But I remember how I felt when I failed. When I didn't do something either up to standard, or I just didn't even get it, or you know, I was too busy thinking about what I was going to do that night after work than my job. And you know what I've noticed, and this is true in my own experience and now being an employer, is that it's not that we fail, guys. It's how we handle the failure that matters. I mean, yeah, don't go into your job thinking I'm going to screw this up because Father said it's how I handle the failure, so I can just fail. No, you go in trying to do your best. But when you fail, what do you do with it? Because think about Peter. That night he denied Jesus three times. Who else denied Jesus? Judas. Turned him over, sold him out for 30 silver pieces. Greedy little twerp. And so you got two men there, both apostles. I mean, think about this for a minute. Judas could have been the one that came back and said, I'm sorry, and become the first pope. Peter could have been the one who despaired and ended up hanging himself on a tree. It was all in how they handled their failure. Not the fact that they were perfect to begin with. One despairs of their sin. One is saddened by their sin but goes on living and in fact renews his love for God. And brothers and sisters, again, the same invitation is still offered to us today. Do you either want to sit and wallow in your sin, wallow in your failure, or do you want to get up and try again? The mark of a follower of Jesus Christ is not those who keep free from sin always, but those who don't give up and keep coming back to him for mercy. So today you, in a few moments, are going to profess your faith in God. Your resume, if you will. You're going to stand before your employer, the one whose business you are supposedly invested in, and you are going to say, yes, I agree with the company mission. In fact, let me state the company mission for you. I mean, in a sense, that's what we do when we profess our faith. But what's behind that? Anybody can come into an interview and tell me what I want to hear. Anybody can come into an interview and regurgitate facts. But what kind of quality worker will you be? Now, before you get discouraged, remember Peter, rash, impulsive, and a coward. Top of his resume, I can fish. When asked how his employers, what they have said to him in the past about his quality, he said, well, I once had a guy named Jesus call me Satan and tell me to get behind him. I don't think he was joking. I denied my boss three times. So before you get discouraged, remember that God does not take the qualified. He calls you and then raises you up. In the kingdom, if you are totally unqualified, that's okay. You only have to be willing to hand over your whole life to the boss and you're hired. If you fail every test, that's okay. If you're willing to get up or get down on your knees and try again, then you're hired. In fact, you receive a promotion. And are you looking around at the competition and feel like you don't measure up? No worries. Jesus actually prefers someone who he can train. Because in the company of the kingdom, the work may not be the easiest, but the retirement plan is out of this world.